This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's calculated that foreign students contribute $36 billion a year to the U.S. economy. Commerce Department ranks higher ed as one of the top 10 largest exports in the services category. Often, international students don't qualify for financial aid, so they pay full freight, and they also buy clothes, food, books, rent apartments. But will the Trump administration's new border policies dampen enthusiasm for students coming stateside to study? Sally Herships reports.
A few weeks ago, Abhishek Goyal was feeling pretty good about being an international student. He's 22, from India, and getting a master's degree in construction management at NYU. Here is how he described America's brand at the time.
Diversified, open-minded, colorful.
Well, India's pretty colorful.
Well, I'm talking about the thought process kind of way.
Back home, Goyal said everything would be decided for him by his parents and society. He'd be expected to become a scientist or an engineer. But here, he works part-time as a photographer, and he likes to party. That kind of freedom is why he came. But that was before President Trump's executive order. India wasn't on the list of banned countries, but still.
Well, I'm still optimistic about my future, but I'm a little scared right now.
We're sitting on the carpeted floor of a student center. Behind us is a large black wall, and students' hopes for the semester are scrawled there in pink and green chalk. There's what you might expect. Get on the dean's list. Be my best self. But in big white letters, support our president. The chalk is smudged. It looks like someone else has tried to erase it with their hand. Goyal says Trump's move to ban refugees wasn't a good one.
I mean, come on. He's not getting it. It's not a company. It's a country that he's running, and a country has to work in alliance with everybody elsewhere.
At Brandeis, the new school, and the University of Tulsa, as many as 20% to 30% of students are from overseas. Administrators there say it's a tough time to gauge reaction from prospective students. The application deadline has passed, and deposits aren't due for months. Dr. Alan Goodman is CEO of the Institute of International Education, a nonprofit that researches international students in the U.S. Before Trump's order, he said the most common concern he heard from students and their families was about guns.
Does everybody in America carry a gun? Will my son or daughter be safe on campus if guns are allowed to be carried?
Now, Goodman says, it's too soon to tell if America's education brand is still going strong overseas. But he says, remember, we need foreign students, and for a lot more than their tuition dollars. According to the State Department, fewer than half of Americans have passports.
So how are kids going to learn to work with Chinese, Indians, Brazilians, Mexicans? They only learned it in the classroom.
Goodman says he's grateful the world still dreams the American dream. It's what he says will continue to make America great. Goyal says what he's telling his friends back home, sure, come to the U.S. to study, but don't count on staying too long. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.